Today my guest is Rob Reynolds. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well,
I got a cold, but I'm doing okay.
What do you do, Rob?
I am an independent consultant right now.
You also do a lot of open source stuff, don't you?
I do a lot of open source.
Some of it's become pretty famous.
Sure.
Well, I've heard of NuGet, for example. You worked on that?
I worked on that.
Let's talk about NuGet. What is that?
NuGet, it's like a package manager for your .NET DLLs. Most people don't even know what package management means. What that means is just, you know, you got software, you got utilities, you got libraries, you got DLLs, right? And you just need to put that somewhere, talk about all the dependencies that go with it, and be able to just call out for it, get all the dependencies in, and make it super simple and easy. And, you know, most people, what you did before with package management is you went out, searched on the internet, and you found, you know, whatever you're looking for in Hibernate.
Yep.
And you pulled it down, and then you realized that you needed a different version of Castle. So you went out and got the different version of Castle and pulled it down.
Yep.
And, you know, that dependency collision type thing is what NuGet is meant to solve. And so you can say, hey, you know what, let's like to have in Hibernate. And it goes down and gets the right version of Castle. It goes and gets the right version of, you know, everything else that it needs.
Okay. So you use basically one click installation of a utility or a library or a framework and all its dependencies.
Correct.
Very cool. And what was your involvement in it?
A contributor, mostly a contributor of ideas and perspective.
Well, tell me the history of that.
Drew Sellers and I were working on something called New, and that was actually, I think, the third or fourth reboot of like NGEMS for .NET.
Okay.
It was community driven.
And the NGEMS is it's sort of a Ruby thing, that a package management for Ruby.
Oh, RubyGems is out there. The idea that it was going to be recreated in .NET.
Oh, NGEMS is the .NET first .NET portal.
Yeah, and then they renamed it to Nubular.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from. That was a Dave Litterby thing. So. And then they shortened down to New. And the last reboot, we did it on RubyGems. And that one was actually rolling pretty well. And because there was already an infrastructure built up, we got like the short time blessing from Nick Ferrante. Said, yeah, okay, that's fine. But get your own servers since you can.
Oh.
And you know, we were moving along. And then Microsoft contacted us to work with them on a project that they were working on.
Oh, so they were doing something in parallel, really similar, package manager that they wanted to build.
Yeah, and that's what became NuGet.
Yeah, they, well, I remember they had a different name for it, but somebody else had the same name. It was, do you remember this?
NuPack.
And then there was something, I don't know.
It was kind of funny because we were trying to figure out the name for it, and they're like, and I was like, yeah, there's this nucleic acid package that Berkeley has. And like, that'll be fine. And I got a call. Hey, we got to change the name.
So that became new. So you were working on an open source project, and it was already released. It was out in the wild. People were using it.
Yeah, and it was brand new.